Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. I hope you check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. We're having a great visit with our new friend, but not someone who's not a new friend to me. I've known her for a little while. Joyce Joya is a futurist. She's a member of a number of international futurist organizations. She makes her living that way, but she's also a small business owner just like you and me. She's the author of many books, including Impending Crisis, Too Many Jobs, Too Few People. Joyce, where's that book available, please?
Actually, the best place for your readers to find that book, as long as they're not looking for the electronic version, is half.com, H-A-L-F, because as you may know, Jim, books are available for pennies on the dollar often at that website. And if they're looking for the electronic version, it's a real bargain. I think it's like $17.80 or something like that on our website. So they can go and put in their payment electronically and download it.
Right, right. Well, good. And I'll folks, please sure to check that out when you get a chance. Joyce, let's get back to the future of work. Talk to us about your ideas on the future of work, especially with regard to the demographics that we have right now, the women who are emerging as leading the roles of graduates, college graduates especially, and what you think that's the face of the workplace is going to look like in the future.
You know, I once joked about 10 years ago that in 25 years we'd be counseling men about diversity in the sense that they would be the new minority. Single white males, or rather white males, will be the minority. And actually, in many areas, they already are, not yet in the boardroom, certainly, but they already are. When we look at the graduation rates of men versus women, we know that 58% of our graduates from colleges and universities, that includes the two-year programs in the United States, are women. And when we delve further into the curricula that they are studying, we see that of the health and welfare areas, the areas of study, it's almost 80%, it's 79.6% of our graduates are women. When I did some work with Marial, which is a company that makes Frontline for pets, the pharmaceuticals for pets,
right,
they told me that it's over 99% of the graduates in veterinary schools are women. And that was then. That was like 10 or 15 years ago. I mean, it's just remarkable how women continue to apply,
Joyce,
themselves.
Those are,
yes,
professional assignments, professional jobs. Let's talk about the people. You're talking to a small business audience right now, and they're going to be hiring the future people, the future employees. What are your thoughts on what they need to be thinking about as they're thinking about growing their businesses with employees in the future?
They need to understand that they can compete against the big guys. I know, because I did. And the solutions are to be more flexible, be more understanding of your people, genuinely care about your people, embrace the concept of paid time off, which means that you lump together the vacation days and the sick days and all of the time off into
paid time
off.
And, you know, Joyce, that's something that's appropriate for men and women employees these days, not just women.
Absolutely. And men want time off to go to their kids' teacher conferences just as the women do these days. It used to be that men were not expected to do that, but now, fortunately, men want to have more of a part in the upbringing of their children, and that's great. That's really great. It's great for the families.
There's no question about it. And that's what I was talking about earlier in the previous segment when I was talking about this younger generation coming up, the Gen Xers, and probably the Gen Ys. We don't really know that much about them as far as family is concerned yet. But both of those generations are more. I know my son is 35, and he's very much involved in his children's lives, and I think. Accomplishment and family are really different for the younger generations than it was for us boomers, male and female. What do you think?
I agree, and if you look at the studies, we're seeing more and more young men or younger men taking an active role in not only the upbringing of the children, but also in the household. It's good for women. It's good for society. And I'm just very happy that they're taking this more active role, and it's making everybody feel good.
Absolutely. Joyce, I need your website. Would you please give it to us?
www.hermangroup.com, and that's where they can sign up for the Herman Trend Alert.
Yeah, folks, sign up for that, too. Joyce, come back again real soon. Good job today.
Thanks, Jim. Look forward to it.
We got a lot more you can teach us, and we're looking forward to that. Joyce Joya, ladies and gentlemen, she'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.